Welcome to Time with Abba, Depression Out, Daily Devotion Podcast. Today is May 17, Sunday, 2020, day 138. Today's topic, have you seen the works of God displayed in the midst of this pandemic? Silence. Put on your brakes and stop for a moment of silence. Wait for God, breathe deep for God's peace, and feel His presence. Exhale your worries. Praise and thanksgiving. Think through your day, all the times that made you smile. Thank God for all those moments and for all those people. Confession and repentance. Pray for the Holy Spirit to shine on you, that you are able to discover your sins and be willing to repent. Let's pray together. Dear Holy Spirit, shine your light into the places of darkness in my life. Show me my sins, everything that blocks me from encountering God and having Jesus as my Lord. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Through the Holy Spirit, examine yourself for a short silence. Let's pray together. Dear Lord Jesus, thank you for dying on the cross for our sins and being victorious over death and sin. I confess my sin to you. Forgive my sins by your blood and help me follow you. Holy Spirit, fill me that I may be able to receive your gift to love God and His people. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. The word Time with Abba. Today's four passages are Psalm 69, verses 29 to 36, 1 Samuel chapter 20, verses 1 to 21, chapter 20, verse 1 to chapter 21, verse 15, John chapter 9, verses 1 to 41, Proverbs 15, verses 15 to 17. Today's main passage, from John chapter 9, verses 1 to 3, and then 39 to 41. As he went along, he saw a man blind from birth. His disciples asked him, "Rabbi, who sinned, this man or his parents, that he was born blind?" "Neither this man nor his parents sinned," said Jesus, "but this happened so that the works of God might be displayed in him." Verse 39, Jesus said, "For judgment I have come into this world, so that the blind will see, and those who see will become blind." Some Pharisees who were with him heard him say this and asked, "What are we blind to?" Jesus said, "If you were blind, you would not be guilty of sin. But now that you claim you can see, your guilt remains." Let's have a time to be still and give the Holy Spirit space to speak through the passage we have just read. Offer this time up to Jesus as you listen to him. My listening. The topic I received today from Jesus is, have you seen the works of God displayed in the midst of this pandemic? John chapter 9 is one of the most inspiring chapters in the Bible because Jesus gives us a new definition of suffering through the opening of a man's eyes who was born blind. For the Jews, they judged that it is because of sins to make a man blind like that. It might be the sins of that blind man or the sins of his parents. Even though Jesus performed this miracle, but the Pharisees did not believe and did not see God's works displayed. What the Pharisees wanted was to accuse Jesus of working during Sabbath. Then Jesus says this most inspiring words, "For judgment I have come into this world, so that the blind will see and those who see will become blind." Wow. Have you seen the works of God displayed in the midst of this pandemic? Are you willing to let Jesus using you to display the works of God in the midst of this pandemic? Let us pray. Dear Lord Jesus, help us to acknowledge that we are blind and open our eyes so that we are able to see the works of God in the midst of this pandemic and be willing for you to use us to display your miraculous works. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Reflect on these questions. Number one, how can you be able to see the works of God displayed in the midst of this pandemic? Number two, what is your next step to make that happen? Family Corner, find an opportunity to share with your family the importance of today's message. May the Lord bless you.